Hey everyone, it's Lo-Fi Guy, delivering you not only lo-fi, but also inspiration. Today's inspiration, I'm going to go over three important, powerful understandings with you that will lift you up, even if it's just to make you 1% better. Why, you may ask? 1% better is favorable to doing nothing and being stuck in a negative loop. Life is brutal, and we will experience difficulties, as well as making poor choices within our own lives. This is just how life is, a fallen world we live in. There are no other options or answers for dealing with difficult times. All you can honestly do is get better. Like a warrior for God, you must get better. There's no other option. Whether that be filling out that application, sending that email, calling a friend, going for a walk, writing down a plan, waking up earlier, just anything that ever so slightly pushes you into the right direction. You must plant positive seeds. As the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9, for whatever a man sows, he will also reap. So plant as many positive seeds as possible that your future self will thank you for. There's no grass is greener on the other side. You must continue watering your own. Don't chase, rather attract. There are two more Bible verses that I wanted to share with you that have reminded me to stay secure and strong through all of the trauma. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I personally love and always reflect on this verse because it serves a realization that people who hurt you and try to plot against you never succeed in doing so because they will ultimately hurt themselves by hurting you. Simply speaking, you cannot do bad to others and receive good. One may be happy with the result, but never happy with themselves. You cannot attack God's children without consequence. People suffer when they decide to make someone else suffer. Life always balances everything out. So please consider this when you are dealing with betrayal, trauma, and anger. God will take care of it. You just keep focus on bettering yourself. And for the second verse, Genesis 12, verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. This is a perfect verse for those who want justice or fairness in life. So try to rest easy and move forward in life without trying to take everything into your own hands. Sometimes you have to have faith and let Jesus take the wheel. I share my understandings and these Bible verses with you to help you realize that your pain has a divine purpose and your life does not have to be in vain. You have the option right now to decide what simple steps you can take that will better your life, even if it's just 1% better. Get better. Just get better. So the three powerful understandings to lift you up are: one, plant as many positive seeds as possible that your future self will thank you for. Two, realize that people who hurt you and try to plot against you never succeed in doing so because they will ultimately hurt themselves by hurting you. And three, consider when you're dealing with betrayal, trauma, and anger that God will take care of it. You just keep focus on bettering yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.